الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of a speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in a meeting with a number of poets and experts in Persian literature in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on Wednesday, April 5, 2023. The meeting took place on the eve of the auspicious birth anniversary of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. The revolution would definitely not have been victorious had it not been for the presence of women. I say this with certainty. I was there at the heart of the revolutionary issues. If women had not participated in the massive demonstrations, the revolution would not have been victorious. If the women had stopped their husbands, children, or sons from participating in this cause, everything would have turned out differently. It was the same during the Sacred Defense War. When one reads the biographies of these mothers and wives, it is truly very moving. They were the ones who revived bravery in making sacrifices in the hearts of these young people and these men. The Westerners hold a grudge against Iranian women. They pretend to be supporters of women's rights, human rights and freedom. All of these things are examples of the enemy's onslaught.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Now about human rights. It is truly surprising. The West is definitely not in a position to talk about human rights. Just as one of the gentlemen said in his poem, I'm not worthy. The West is truly not worthy of being the ones to talk about human rights. Women in Western countries are faced with the most important problems right now, more so than other countries. They are definitely not supporters of human rights. They are not worthy of talking about the term human rights at all. They are the enemies of humankind. We saw the human rights in the Daesh, ISIS, when they burned people alive or sank them in water and drowned them before everyone's eyes. We saw the human rights in their support of MEK terrorists, in their support of Saddam Hussein. We are seeing it in Gaza and in Palestine. This is how the human rights are. We are seeing it in their acts of terror and in the way they kill young people. Here, in the streets of Tehran, our most virtuous youth, like the ones whose names were mentioned, such as Arman Aliverdi and Ruhollah Ajamian, they were truly some of our purest, most untainted, most virtuous youth, were tortured to death, but the Western world did not object at all.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me. Guide me.